You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
And time now for our weekly visit with Mike Bassane. Mike is with the Napa-Sonoma Small Business Development Center, joins us periodically to fill us in on what the SBA loan programs are like through the Small Business Development Center and what help they can provide. And Mike, welcome into the show.
Good morning and happy Wednesday.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
What's the top news story of the week so far for you?
Well, as of yesterday, further good news regarding the PPP program, the Paycheck Protection Program. And as you know, and as was reported previously, we were teeing up this extension that would allow a later date for the maturity of the PPP program and allow more small businesses to receive money. Biden signed the PPP extension into law yesterday, and his action guarantees the extension of the program through May 31st. And then while applications won't be accepted past that date, banks can continue to process the loans through June 30th. Now, there's still a number of online lenders participating, including Lendistry, Lendio, Bluevine, Smart Biz Loans, Womply, to name a few. And there's still plenty of money left. We're looking at about $90 billion dollars left to lend. And of course, we have seen literally tens of millions of stimulus checks arrive in mailboxes, as well as EFT and ACH payment access. And now, of course, you can, if you haven't received those yet, you can go online to the IRS website and look at the Get My Payment option that will tell you whether or not you have a payment forthcoming. And then, of course, what seems to be at the top of the headlines right now, as reported in multiple publications, is that President Biden is aiming for summer passage of an infrastructure plan that's expected to cost more than $2 trillion over 8 years. And the White House hopes to take literally a more collaborative approach with Congress than apparently what had occurred with the COVID-19 rescue package. And of course, there is some deliberation as to how this will all be paid for, but great speculation with regard to an increase in corporate taxes and tax rates. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, on the horizon, we now have the $28 billion restaurant grant program, which is rather exciting. We don't have a date certain yet, but it's forthcoming during the month of April. And basically, it's going to provide at least $3.5 billion for those restaurants with revenues less than $500,000.
And badly needed, and can't come a moment too soon. This is all good and interesting news, and we seem to be on a good path. A lot of positive economic indicators. I want to switch gears just a second here. And I don't know if any of this experience I've had will be relevant to people, say, in the restaurant industry who might be applying for some of that money. But just yesterday, I had the pleasure of taking part in a webinar about the Shuttered Venues Operators Grant. And I can't tell you how enthralling that was and how much I enjoyed it.
Well, fantastic. I'm glad that you were able to attend that.
If you've never experienced someone reading the contents of PowerPoint slides to you for an hour and a half, then you just haven't lived in my world. But it was well presented. And for those who aren't familiar, Mike, I think you can describe it better than I can.
Well, so the Shuttered Venue grant includes over $16 billion in grants to, of course, they're called Shuttered Venues, but basically live venue operators and promoters, theatrical producers, performing arts organizations, museum operations, mm-hmm. zoos, aquariums, mm-hmm. motion picture theater operators, etc. You have to have been in operation as of February 29th, 2020. If not, if you just opened your doors during the latter part of 2020, unfortunately, you're disqualified and you're not eligible. But the program will be quite beneficial and quite expansive, and literally relates to the suffering of revenue loss. And the first priority recipients will have to have experienced at least a 90% or greater revenue loss between April 2020 and December 2020. And those folks will receive the opportunity for grant awards during the first 14 days of the availability of this program, and it's going to open up on April 8th. So it's right around the corner. And then, of course, the availability of funds is tiered based on the percentage of losses that these entities have experienced. And so there is a first priority, second priority, third priority, et cetera. And the allowable use of the funds will relate to payroll costs, rent payments, utility payments, mortgage payments, debt payments, et cetera. So hopefully I haven't lulled you to sleep yet, Barry. I'm not reading the PowerPoint.
I was listening and checking off my mind, you know, all those things that made, you know, connected with what I learned yesterday. And I had read through the FAQs and knew some basics about it. But the webinar was useful, and I would encourage people in venues as well as in restaurants and whoever else, take advantage of those opportunities. You have the opportunity to submit questions that they will answer during presentations and so on. And it was good information, even though it was pretty dry. And what you start getting into, of course, is finding out that there's some specific documentation that they're asking for. And if you want to get ahead of the game, like when the restaurant grants come around, mm-hmm. get all your documents in order before the submission portal opens, actually. Is that good advice, Mike?
That's excellent advice. And, the financial documents that will be needed for the application will include your 2019 tax returns. And if you've prepared your 2020 tax returns, that's very helpful. Quarterly income statements, payroll statements as well, covering February 29th, 2020, and copies of the most recent financial statements that you may have dating back to 2019. So, yeah. And then also the other thing that's important to remember relative to the Shuttered Venue grant, but then also to the Restaurant Rescue Act and that grant, you're somewhat limited in terms of what you can do with the funds. You can't go out and buy real estate. You cannot make payments on loans that originated after February 15th, 2020. You can't make investments or contributions to political parties, et cetera. So a lot of this is just common sense, of course, but it's not as if it's a ticket to ride, so to speak. You still have to refocus the money back into your business in an appropriate way.
Yeah. Wasn't there a guy that bought a Ferrari or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a Lamborghini.
Lamborghini, that's
protection
right.
Program. Yeah, back in Florida, of all places.
Yeah, it was about a year ago now. It was right when
the first
programs came out. Maybe more than a year.
That's
less than
right.
A year. Yeah. So there's the funding is now there, and it's just up to the bureaucracy to work with people and get that money into play. Do you think, you know, just looking at all the different sources you read and what you know about all of this, has the government put too much money into all these programs with the latest bill? Is it the right amount of money? Is it too little money?
Yeah, those are all excellent questions, and you would hear differing opinions on different ends of the spectrum. Some folks certainly would believe that there's too much money out there because, of course, this has to be covered in some form or fashion, probably with taxation. There also are folks who are suffering dearly who really need funding, and this program, certainly for the shuttered venue operators and also for the restaurateurs and restaurants, couldn't have come soon enough. And we know that only too well here in the Napa Valley. So, some may feel that, of course, there just is an excess out there. And, of course, what happens with these programs is that some people literally don't get enough, and some people get too much and who don't need it. We've heard stories of folks who have received, for example, the stimulus checks who don't need them, who have donated them back to worthy causes, and then other folks who have, you know, gone out there and made a very discretionary purchase. And so it's again such that we do see inequities, but hopefully there's a smoothing effect overall that benefits the economy, and it is that notion of the rising tide floating all boats. One thing to remember also is that when you are applying for the restaurant grant as well as the shuttered venue operators grant, you're going to have to apply directly to the SBA, but it's through their system of award management system. It's called the SAM system. And so part of teeing up and preparing for receiving these funds and applying, of course, is to endear yourself to the system, to jump on to the system of award management system online through the SBA and create a login. You're going to have to sign up to receive what's called a DUNS number, and the assignment is no charge, but it's required for all businesses who want federal contracts or grants, and it takes about 1 to 2 days to process, so factor that into your application process as well.
I jumped right in and did those things after the webinar yesterday. We already had a DUNS number. You can search their database and retrieve it if you already have one and don't have it on the tip of your tongue. And then I went ahead and created the SAMS login and everything, as you just described. That all went pretty smoothly, so I'm hoping the rest of the process goes smoothly as well.
Fantastic. Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed for Lucky Penny and other operators here in the Valley. I also wanted to mention that with regard to the California Relief Grant, we are now in round 5. And, of course, that grant program was funded by the Governor's Office of Economic Development to the tune of an additional $2 billion. And the round began on March 25th. It's going to conclude, believe it or not, today. And so it's available for current waitlisted small businesses and nonprofits, but then also for new applicants to the system. And, of course, the eligible grant award is $5,000 to $25,000. And we're probably going to see another round of this, maybe one or two more rounds with a date or dates to be announced soon.
Excellent. Lots of information and educational opportunities available through the Napa Sonoma Small Business Development Center. And Mike Bassane, tell us how our listeners can get in touch with you.
Thank you, Barry. Folks can reach out to us at NapaSonomaSBDC.org or call us directly at 707-256-7250, and we will assign an advisor to you to help you get the ball rolling, whether it's to assist with the pandemic financing or grants, or just to help you reinvent your business.
Outstanding. Awesome. Mike, thanks for your time. Talk to you next week.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
All righty.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.